AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired his popular defense minister, Yoav Gallant. It's a surprise announcement. The two have been at odds over the fighting in Gaza. Kamala Harris says Election Day is an inflection point.
This is a moment where we have two very different visions of the future of our nation. And mine is focused on progress. Mine is focused on investing in the ambitions and the aspirations and the dreams of the American people.
Harris spoke on the Big Tigger morning radio show. After voting in Florida, Donald Trump said he is doing very well everywhere. He was asked if he would tell his supporters not to use violence.
I don't have to tell them that there'll be no violence. Of course there'll be no violence. My supporters are not violent people. I don't have to tell them that. And I certainly don't want any violence, but I certainly don't have to tell. These are great people. These are people that believe in no violence.
In New Hampshire, St. Anselm's College political science professor Chris Galdieri was asked when there will be official results.
It probably won't take as long as 2020, simply because there won't be the same volume of absentee and mail ballots being processed in states like Pennsylvania, where that process doesn't start until the polls close.
More than 82 million people have voted early. So far, there have been a few hiccups in polling places, but no major issues. Western security officials suspect Russia was behind a plot to put incendiary devices and packages on cargo planes bound for North America, including one that caught fire at a courier hub in Germany. Another ignited in a warehouse in England. Poland says it has arrested four people suspected of being linked to a foreign intelligence operation that carried out sabotage and is seeking two others. Stocks have moved higher as more data piles up showing the economy remains solid. This is AP News. It's been a long recovery from deadly floods in Spain. Here's the AP's Charles de la Desma.
In town after town, streets are still covered with thick brown mud and mounds of ruined belongings, clumps of rotting vegetation and wrecked vehicles. Observers report a stench arising from the muck. In many places, people still face shortages of basic goods and lines form at impromptu emergency kitchens and stands handing out food. Water's running again, but authorities say it's not fit for drinking. Thousands of soldiers are working with firefighters and police reinforcements in the immense emergency response, and authorities are worried about other health problems in the aftermath of the deadliest natural disaster in Spain's recent history. They've urged people to get tetanus shots, to treat any wounds, and to clean the mud from their skin. Many people now wear face masks. I'm Charles de la Desma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Season's greetings to you all.